This is Full Logic Reverse. I'm your host, Mike Thornton. We hope you'll stay tuned. We are very pleased to have Manny Gale with the Sacramento Valley Progressive Association with us. Manny, thanks for being with us on the show today.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate that you were able to be with us. Can we talk about what the Sac Valley Progressive Association is?
Well, it's really the progressive agenda.
I'm sorry.
Rather than an association. Basically, it's a broad coalition of individuals and groups who are representative of the community and are committed to developing progressive policy and action goals in the Sacramento area, organizing for social change, organizing at the neighborhood and community levels, ultimately implementing voter registration, get out the vote campaigns, developing a common political agenda, and supporting and electing candidates who subscribe to the progressive agenda.
Well, before we talk about, let's do this. Let's talk about what the progressive agenda is, and then let's talk about where we stand as we come to the end of this century. Regarding the progressive agenda, some people would say the progressive agenda is dead. I disagree with that, but some people would say that. When we're talking about a progressive agenda, what are we talking about?
Well, basically what we're saying is, and this is a group of us here in Sacramento who have been working over the last couple of years trying to pull together the progressive agenda. Our purpose, as I indicated just before, but what we have come to the conclusion of is that it is necessary, it is critical, it is vital for all progressive organizations to act collectively in order to achieve the kind of social change that we're concerned about. That while we have groups that are good groups, well-meaning groups, each one works on its own agenda, we can have more power if we act collectively around common issues of concern. And so that's what we're trying to do. And we have about a dozen organizations already that have affiliated with our progressive agenda. Our goal is to have 25 to 30 organizations over the next several months and begin to implement the kind of action goals that we have articulated.
Certainly one of the things that is very clear to me repeatedly, unfortunately, is that there seems to often be in progressive groups or groups of the so-called left or whatever we want to use as terminology here, that there seems to very often be a very narrow focus of interest. And not only is there a narrow focus of interest, but very, very little support for anything that anybody else is doing. And I think that probably one of the things that conservative political groups have done over the years have been able to put some of their other differences aside, and unfortunately, by doing that, have seemed to make some pretty strong political gains over the last 20, 30, 40 years. Would you agree with that?
Well, we have recognized that this has been the case with progressive groups, that there are groups concerned about unions, there are groups concerned about the environment, they're concerned about children, they're concerned about aged people, aging people, and so on. And what we're saying is that we all are in the same sinking boat together. And the only way in which we can try to achieve change is if we act collectively, first at the local level. That's where our primary focus is. So that's what we're concentrating on. We have set up a program agenda. We had a whole broad coalition in opposition to WTO and the World Trade Organization. We had people organized, acting together around the issues, providing information, education, leafleting, street theater, and we had 50 Sacramentans went up to Seattle. We are working on organizing for a living wage initiative here in Sacramento. We are planning a candidates forum or two early February, in which we are presenting to the candidates for the city council and for the mayor candidates our progressive agenda and getting their response into our agenda. Where do they stand around investments in rebuilding communities? Where they stand about living wage, where they stand about health care for all, maximum support for quality education, assuring quality services and child care, protective and supportive services for vulnerable populations, affordable housing, mass transit, the environment, and guaranteeing equality for all. So what we're saying is that we need to act collectively in order to develop this progressive power.
We're talking with Manny Gale of the Sacramento Valley Progressive Agenda. My name is Mike Thornton. This is Full Logic Reverse. Manny, you used the term we're all in the same sinking boat together. Is it really a sinking boat?
Well, our perspective is that it is, that clearly the system, quote unquote, is not working for working people, that the political forces who are in control at the national level and at state level are not adequately representative of the people's interests, that wealthy corporations and wealthy individuals and lobbyists as their agents are influencing legislation. But clearly we have a crisis in values from my perspective, where we are not supporting adequately kids, we're not supporting adults, we're not supporting older adults, that in fact we are passing legislation which undercuts support or the safety net, as it has been called previously. And so the disparity in income is clearly a very dramatic thing over the last 25 years, with the poor getting poorer and the rich getting richer, in spite of the most dynamic economic gains that we have seen. So it's only the wealthier who are achieving the success from those gains, and poor working people are not. There's greater insecurity in terms of jobs and the economy, and 44.5 million people have no health insurance, and in California we're talking about 7.5 million. And so these are critical issues which are not being addressed. And what we're saying is that the people have to address these issues and force the kind of change vis-a-vis these vital concerns.
When you were talking about political forums, candidate forums, and all of that, and bringing a progressive agenda in front of these people and forcing them to address this, the question comes to my mind is that the current, basically, two-party system that we have here in the United States seems to be so thoroughly corrupted with corporate money that I'm wondering, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, as we work our way into 2000, can this be reformed, or does it need to be scrapped and the Democrats and Republicans simply somehow or another swept out of office in favor of a different party, whether that be, you know, the Reform Party or the Labor Party or Peace and Freedom Party or the Libertarians or whoever, or perhaps even some sort of proportional representation type of voting scheme? I'm just wondering about your thoughts regarding that.
Well, I think that clearly the Democratic Party and Republican Party do not reflect the people's interests. I think it's unrealistic to expect that any one of the parties that you mentioned is going to be successful at the ballot box because they appeal to a very narrow segment or band of the voters. And that's why we are talking very forcefully about all of us getting together and beginning to support candidates who reflect our views, regardless of party label. So if you have a Peace and Freedom candidate or a Green Party candidate or a Labor Party candidate or someone who's affiliated with the Alliance for Democracy or someone who's active in NOW or Child Action or, you know, whatever it happens to be, that we are going to be supporting people who reflect our overall agenda, even though they may come from one of the groups that's participating with us.
I certainly understand that. I guess what I was kind of going at was this whole issue that it seems like, despite the fact that it's very clear, in my opinion, that the Democratic and Republican parties are really more or less the same party and do not even make an interest, barely even paying lip service anymore to addressing the needs of working people or poor people in this country, that they seem to continue to dominate the voting process and other parties, which at least are putting forth a program that sounds like it would be more to the advantage of working and poor people here in the U.S., constantly get short shrift at the ballot box. And very often, in part, that's justified by saying, oh, well, they don't have a chance of winning anyway. But they don't have a chance of winning if everybody keeps saying they don't have a chance of winning. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, that part is true, but it requires in this current political economic climate tremendous amounts of money, campaign contributions to run election campaigns. And there's no way that working people are going to be able to generate that kind of money. And that's why we're talking about people power, talking about progressive power to overcome the influence of money. You made reference earlier to proportional representation as one of the alternatives. Some of our people are talking about that or some different kind of voting system. We are studying that. Clearly, one of the concerns around a proportional representation, let's say Sacramento, for example, which has 8 city council people who are representing districts, how would proportional representation affect diversity representation on the city council? Because we have a broad cross-section currently represented on city council. We have Asian, we have African-American, and so on, and so Latinos. So the issue is, would those populations be negatively affected by proportional representation? And we're looking into that.
Well, go ahead. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, we're looking into that to see what the effect or potential effects might be. We agree, generally, that there needs to be a change in the way in which people are elected, that the influence of campaign money has to be taken out of the system. We believe in public financing of campaigns, which would make it much more broadly representative and available and accessible to different people. So that part is clear. For us, anyway.
Well, it's interesting because when you were talking about that, I was thinking to myself, I'm going, are the needs of the majority of, for example, black people, are they better served by having a black man or woman in city council who is politically and socially, for example, a conservative, who's you know, not going to serve their needs, but just happens to be of the same race? I think there's a real trap there to say, well, simply because a person is of a race, that they will somehow or another represent the interests of those people better.
Well, I certainly was not saying that. And,
I'm not saying you were saying that. I think that some people fall for that.
I don't think any of us would say that, Mike. But I think what we are saying, though, is and believe is that it is important that the city council, the board of supervisors, the assembly, the legislature as a whole needs to be broadly representative of the community at large. And it's our mission and our goal to elect people of color who represent those our progressive points of view,
right,
and women who represent our point of view, and men who represent our point of view, so that we're not looking at race as a defining factor. What we're saying is, in the state of California, which next year there will be 51% of the population will be people of color, that it behooves us to select the best people we can, reflecting the progressive agenda, who are broadly representative.
We're talking with Manny Gale of the Sacramento Valley Progressive Agenda. This is Full Logic Reverse. We'll be back in just a few moments. Manny, you were talking about some of the organizations that were already involved. Can you expound on who those are?
Well, we have the Peace and Freedom Party. We have a Unitarian Universalist group that's interested in social justice. We have the Labor Party Organizing Committee, ACORN, which is a local group affiliated with the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, the local group of the National Association of Social Workers, the California Faculty Association, which is the union on campus. We are talking with the Green Party, and they will, I'm sure, participate very shortly. We're also talking with some of the unions, and we're positive that they will affiliate as well. The Black Radical Congress, Chicano Consortium, so that we are trying very, very diligently to gather a broad cross-section of groups. The California CLU, for example, Labor Union Women, also. And so, you know, that's what I'm saying is that that's what we're working on. We're working on to broaden that base of support and broaden the organizational support so that as a coalition, we're going to represent 25 or 30 different organizations, all progressive in their goals, and working collectively to achieve those issues that we're concerned about.
Well, certainly sounds like a very, very broad cross-section of organizations representing a quite broad cross-section of people. I think that's really a really good thing. I know the Greens, I'm wondering kind of what they're going to do. They seem to be having their own difficulties with their elected representative, Audie Bach. I am not quite sure what to make of that, somebody who gets elected as a Green and then starts apparently taking money from Chevron and Tosco. I'm not quite sure what they're going to do about that, but then
I don't know either, but people changing parties is not new. You know, we've had Democrats become Republicans, Republicans become Democrats. It's adopting a different kind of coloration, if you will. But ideologically, this is what we're concerned about. What we're concerned about is getting people who really are committed to our progressive agenda, which benefits all people.
How do we go about getting people who are really committed? I think that it's a laudable goal. I know they're out there, but how do we get those folks and get them really involved in, you know, perhaps as candidates? I mean, I know one of the things for me, this is my own personal opinion, I was tremendously disappointed in Ralph Nader and his run for the presidency, even though I voted for him. In the fact that I thought, you know, Mr. Nader proclaimed himself to be a candidate. In my opinion, he did very little to actually try and
run. Well,
he
did nothing.
Right. And you know, that, you know, very frankly, you know, that ticks me off.
But you can say that about a number of people who appear to be progressive, that the only way in which one can build a political movement, in my experience and judgment, is by organizing, that you can't do it by the powerful persuasion of your rhetoric. And Nader is a very articulate person. I would make the same statement about Jesse Jackson, that in terms of Rainbow Coalition, that you need to organize people. You need to have grassroots mobilization. It needs to be at the local level, and that's the only way you're going to achieve the kind of success that you're talking about or that you're hoping to achieve. That you're not going to have a candidate run for president with his name, you know, whether it was Jesse Jackson or whether it was Ralph Nader, and all of a sudden people are going to flock to the polls to elect them.
Right.
You have to have an organizational base in each community in order to make it happen. That's why we're starting that way.
Right. We're talking with Manny Gale of the Sacramento Valley Progressive Agenda. Manny, are you ready to take a phone call? Caller, you're live on the air.
I wanted to make two quick points, and they're both based on misassumptions. Point one, when people use, they're usually good orators that use terms like people of color, and the term color and white and black and brown is even used in university classes, I have found. Here is the fact to refute your misassumption is that all of us, regardless where we come from, we have genetic brown pigment in it. Some of us have more, and some have less. So
we're not going to have a dissertation on, you know, the genetics of skin pigmentation. What is your point? Make it now.
Okay. The main point is that it seems to me that Mr. Gale is proclaiming, insinuating that certain people, especially people of so-called color, are being prevented from improving their economic status. And I think we could make a very long list of people the Afro-American people, the Chinese, the Mexicans, all of them, that the majority are doing very well.
Let's let the
minority that don't want to stop taking relief.
Let Gale address your point. Thank you for calling in.
I don't think I said what you said I said.
I don't think you did either, but...
No, basically what I said was that working people, and I didn't define, you know, what groups were working people. We're all working people. Most of us are working people. That the opportunities, the economic opportunities for working people have been dramatically reduced over the last 25 years. All one has to do is to look at the economic data that's available from the federal government and from other research institutes. And what you will see very clearly is that the lower income people are worse off than they were 25 years ago. That people who are lower middle class are not doing as well as they were before. That those people who are in the top 1% of the population, top 1%, that's 2.7 million people, are earning as much money or have as much wealth as the bottom 100 million people. And so we're talking about tremendous disparity in income. And some of it is related to race, but I didn't say that, you know, as you ascribed it to me. I'm just talking about working people and the economic situation that affects our society.
We're speaking with Manny Gale of the Sacramento Valley Progressive Agenda. Manny, let me ask you, as we work our way into the new year and into the new millennium, what would you like to see happen in the short term regarding building a progressive agenda, whether it be here locally or, you know, as one would certainly put out there that, you know, eventually nationally, but what would you like to see happen?
Well, my own commitment, personal commitment, is to building the progressive agenda here locally. What I would like to see happen is similar efforts in major cities around California. I would like to see similar efforts in other communities around the country. We've seen the beginning of that in some communities. The New Party, for example, has tried to build the kind of coalition that I'm talking about in Little Rock, Arkansas, in Milwaukee, in Montgomery County, Maryland, even in Montana, Billings, Montana. And so the efforts should be for people who are concerned about the need for the political change and economic change that we're talking about to get together, you know, labor unions and people of goodwill in various organizations to work collectively to elect at the local level first those people who reflect that agenda, and then begin to build from there. I think it would be foolhardy, personally, to start at the national level, because we have to build a mass organization of people, and we have to build and have to have elected officials who reflect that from the ground up.
If people wanted to get more information about the Sacramento Valley Progressive Agenda, how would they go about doing that?
Well, you can call me or write me, either way. And my home number, 916-923-2621. The address is 865 Commons Drive, Sacramento, 95825.
Yeah.
923-2621.
Any final thoughts for our audience today?
Join us. That while we're talking about Sacramento Valley Progressive Agenda, these are issues that affect people in all of our communities. You know, whether you're talking about Stockton or you're talking about Davis or you're talking about Woodland or you're talking about Nevada City and so on, that it's critical importance for the common folk to get together and to agree on what a progressive agenda is along the lines that I suggested, and then get together and organize and elect people who are going to reflect those commitments.
Manny Gale of the Sacramento Valley Progressive Agenda, thank you for joining us today, and hopefully we can check in with you as this goes forward, because it's a very, very exciting and I think a very worthwhile thing that you and other people are doing.
Thanks for letting me have the air.
Great. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the program today. I'm your host, Mike Thornton, and it's been my pleasure to be part of the team bringing you Full Logic Reverse. If you'd like more information about FLR, you can contact us via email, flr@jps.net, or by telephone, 530-271-0804. We invite you to join us next time for another edition of Full Logic Reverse.